Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The common fangtooth has the largest teeth of any marine animal in proportion to body size. Some of its sharp fangs are so long that the fish has a special adaptation to close its mouth. Special pouches on the roof of their mouth prevent the teeth from piercing their brain when their mouth is closed. Their eyes are set high on their head to compensate for their poor vision. Most of their body is covered with thin, prickly scales and spines. These fish only reach around 6 inches long. They inhabit tropical and temperate waters worldwide. They have been found as deep as 16,000 feet, but they are more commonly found between 1,600 and 6,600 feet deep. During the day, the common fangtooth stays in deeper areas of the ocean, and at night, the fish migrates up to shallower waters to feed. Sometimes they swim together in small groups. Adults swallow their prey whole and typically feed on fish and squid, while younger fangtooth fish feed on zooplankton. They are preyed on by larger pelagic fish like marlin and tuna. In the deep ocean, reflected bioluminescence can reveal deep-sea animals to predators or prey. It was recently discovered that some species of deep-sea fish, including the fangtooth, have ultra-black skin that absorbs over 99.5% of light. The fish achieve this low reflectance by using a continuous layer of melanosomes in the skin. The melanosomes are optimized in size and shaped to minimize reflectance. This layer lacks the unpigmented gaps between pigment cells that is found in the typical dark-colored fish species. This insight could eventually lead to the creation of new light-trapping materials in things like solar panels and telescopes.